Like we say it every year, it's like back to school. Everybody, you know, how was your break? You know, how was your time? And so it's good to get back. It gets to the point kind of the off season where you want to get that structure again, get everybody back together. And so glad to be here.
Some key pieces gone that have been just fixtures in this locker room and very important to you, obviously, in Witten's eye. What is that like to deal with their absence?
Yeah, it's obviously different. They're not here anymore. But, you know, we've got guys that are going to have to step up and fill those roles. But I'm excited about what we have here. We've got, you know, the perfect pieces here to handle it. And so, you know, it's obviously different not having them here. But, you know, we've got guys that will fill those roles just fine.
What is their legacy, the example they set for a lot of guys in this room, the way they handle the media, the way they handle wins, losses? What's the lasting effect?
Yeah, I mean, especially Witt was here for so long, and, you know, ever since I got here, he kind of took me under his wing, and so it's tough to see a guy like that go, but, I mean, he definitely makes a lasting impact. He's a guy that everybody could go to. And you know, he's been around for seasons that didn't go well and seasons that we you know, were making the playoffs. And so, you know, I think he really made a lasting impact on a lot of guys.
Did I hear correctly you've been training with Tough Marshall?
You did not hear correctly.
No?
No.
Okay.
What do you try to do during the offseason just in terms of, you know, improving your game or physicality, or, you know, I know you've been going out west for quite a bit. Anything this year?
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm always, you know, going back, rewatching the season, watching film, trying to find different things that, you know, I could have done better, things I did well, and stuff that I can build on. I didn't go out west this year. Had a baby, so, you know, I have baby number two now, so that takes a little time, but I work with the same guys that came down to me in Texas and spent some time. So just trying to fine-tune all the things I need to, getting ready to go once we start through with OTAs.
Adjust your sleep pattern and everything now with
two
young ones?
Yeah, I'm waking up a couple times in the middle of the night, which is fine, but no, I'm sleeping all right.
You mentioned Witt and how, you know, big a figure he was both on and off the football field. You're right there, right-hand man, all of it. And you feel like you have a pretty good grasp on what needs to be done based on being around him all that time?
Absolutely. You know, I feel like that's one thing. It's like, you know, maybe early on, he was like he was the leader of the offense. But I think as time went on, you know, I feel like I kind of was taking over that role, and he was obviously a big part of it, just because, I mean, he'd been here for forever, and he knew everything that was going on. But, you know, I feel like I'm in a good position where you know, to lead this team, and I think there's a role that needs to be filled by some of these other guys, and guys are gonna have to step up and try to fill that. And that's one thing I'm excited about, to see who's gonna be those guys that are gonna you know, help in that, and help push guys, help lead guys, and that's what we're going to find out this spring.